In a world searching for meaning and hope, there's a place where voices rise. Welcome to the Repurpose Podcast Network, your haven for podcasts that envelops the everyday lives of believers. Shows about relationships, news, sports, and so much more. With so much negative content defining the Black experience, controlling the narrative is on the forefront. We amplify, elevate, empower Black creators to share with the world their thoughts and ideas. Tune in and unlock a world of captivating content that entertains and uplifts. The Repurpose Network. One message, many voices.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the James Taylor Jr. Podcast. Today, I'm going to do something totally different. I'm going to play a clip, and then I'm going to respond to it. So I want you to take the time and just watch this clip, and then we'll talk about it right after this.
I don't give a f- what a man does for work. If he does not come home and contribute to your life, meaning helping you with the kids, helping you with the house, helping you with the laundry, he is not one says. Yesterday I was upstairs cleaning. Now the house was completely destroyed. Like, I had a really busy day working, answering some messages, posting content, just really catching up from being gone over the weekend. And then I went upstairs and I started doing laundry and getting all that sorted out. I hear Eric come home and he doesn't come upstairs and say anything to me. He doesn't come up there, tell me hi, kiss me, whatever. So I just finished doing what I'm doing. And then I come downstairs and the entire downstairs is clean. Dishes washed, counters wiped down, the floors are clean, everything is done. And he's in the greatest fucking mood ever. And this is like a reoccurrence. This is the thing that, this is actually something that happens all the time. Like, he just comes home from work and he just cleans the house and he cooks dinner and he does the things that needs to be done so that we can have our time together in the night. And he said, I realize you probably had a busy day. Like, you probably, like, you, I had mentioned to him that I was like trying to get caught up. So he realized that. He took into note, like, okay, he didn't just come home and get angry that the laundry wasn't done or that the kitchen was dirty or the dishes or dinner wasn't done. He wasn't mad about any of that. He's just like, you know what? Let me just clean up really quick, make some dinner. If you do not have a partner that comes home and it contributes to your life, you don't have a partner. You literally have somebody who is paying your bills and then you're taking care of their kids, or you're basically raising them and taking care of their laundry and their dishes and all this stuff. And if your partner thinks that paying the bills is contributing to your life and that's all they need to do, that's leave. I don't give a f- what a man does for work. If your man goes to work and he comes home and does nothing, doesn't help with the kids, doesn't help with the house, he is not the f- everybody is putting in work here. We're all putting in work, okay? I don't give a f- you're a stay-at-home mom and that's all you do. You be putting in work all day long. So when he comes home from work, it's time to clock in. Greatest time to get this rolling so that we can all have a peaceful night, so we can all get some rest, we can all take care of ourselves.
Okay, so there's a lot to unpack in this video. Number one, I do agree that you are a team. I do believe that when you come home from work as a man and you've worked all day and she's worked all day, God rest my wife's soul, she passed away of cancer last year. She was a stay-at-home mom the first 12 years. And then when the kids got older, they started hitting middle school. She went back to work, did a phenomenal job, became the first person in two positions to ever first be the first woman in her position and the first Black woman in her position. So I want to honor her in that aspect. The thing that I have a problem with in this video is statements like, I don't care about your job. You should. Because if you're the one staying home creating content, and that content, and you're selling stuff and all that, and you're making good money, that's cool. But the relationship at the house is not based on a paycheck. It's really based on what each other needs. Now, if you're creating content all day, I'm a content creator. I'm a single parent now, but I'm a content creator, and I was married. I don't expect my spouse's work to be downgraded. That's number one. I don't expect it to be downgraded. I expect it to be a part of what we do as a family. We're one. So me coming in saying that I work and you work, but your work is not that important until it meets the needs of what I think it should be, it's actually a very selfish statement, and it can send the wrong message to a lot of young women who get married. Let's be clear. This lady's situation is probably different than most. She's a content creator. She might be making very good money. be able to take care of herself at a high clip. And so her husband's job may not mean anything to her, but that's not most people's situation. So when someone goes to work, they should be appreciated for the work they do, whether you make more money or not. That's not the point. The point is that you value every contribution that person is making in the house, as long as it's helpful to the marriage and the relationship. The second thing I totally disagree with in this video, and I'm just reacting to it right now, is don't ever say that you should automatically leave somebody because they don't do something that you deem to be the right way. You want to think it through first. You want to make sure that it is something that has value. And here's a great analogy that I tell people a lot of times in relationships. I call it easy sweat or line in the sand. Easy means what you're doing is fine. It's great. I have no problem with it. Keep going. Sweat means, well, I might need to think about that. That brings me a little uncomfortable, makes me uncomfortable a little bit. Let me process it. Let me go through it. Let me continue to watch what you're doing and see if it's beneficial. Line in the sand means I just don't want to do it at all. It's a deal breaker. I won't marry you, or I will leave you, like adultery, a habitual adulterous person, like things like that. I think the thing that's most important you have to realize is that there's a lot of rhetoric in this video that's not helpful to couples. And then if you watch the video and you read the comments in her video on TikTok, there's a lot of women in there complaining about how their husbands never help with anything, that they're no good. So really, this video was basically for people who were bitter Bettys. And I say that humbly, but that's basically what it was. Because this is going to lead to my third point. She never offered any solutions to make it better. And her solutions were very divisive. You know, you got to make it more comfortable for me. I got to be able to come home and be able to relax. And he just went in the kitchen. I didn't have to tell him anything. And ladies, if he don't do it, that's terrible. That's a terrible analogy. Because at the end of the day, he chose to do that. And let's be clear. If a woman comes at another man like this, this is not going to be a healthy relationship. It sounds good on social media. It sounds good on TikTok to be cursing at the top of your lungs. Get rid of him, lady. But if he was to leave you and you think you could do it all by yourself, good for you. But what you're doing is you're setting a tone for someone to be a part of a relationship that is not healthy. Let me say this to you guys, which is my point number four. Do not make your relationship a group project. Sitting with a bunch of women, sitting with a bunch of men, no matter what the gender is, if I sit with that group the whole time, like me sitting with a bunch of men complaining about their wives, thinking that all their advice would be good for me to go into the house with my own wife, is just stupid. Yeah, she don't know what she's talking about. You need to go in there and check her. Right, Bob? Right, Tim? Yeah, right, John? Yeah, and then you looking dumb. And then sometimes they'll give you advice that doesn't even match what your wife needs. And the same thing with this lady. Like, she's giving you advice. That's her home. I'm going to say it again. It's her home. It's not everybody else's house. And a lot of times when you watch videos like this, there are people who are very passionate in their presentation, but they fumble the bag on their content. It just sounds good. But then if you were to write down exactly what she said, she literally said, I need you to come home, mind read, take care of everything downstairs. And if that man doesn't do that, ladies, just go ahead and leave your husband. As if she lives in everybody's house and as if her standard is a blanket statement for everybody to do. You would be a fool to do something like that. If I were to say that, I'd be a fool to say that. What I'm learning, though, is that a lot of times when people create content, they don't make content from a place of trying to help you. In this video, no disrespect to the lady, but she's not going to like what I'm about to say, was no emotional intelligence behind it. It was just all emotion. Emotions will tell you where you are, but they don't tell you where you're going. They'll let you know, hey, I'm pissed. I'm frustrated. I'm sad. I'm lonely. I'm angry, right? They'll tell you how you feel, but they don't necessarily tell you where you're going, and they don't give you a good response on how you need to navigate your relationship. Just because I'm loud and cussing and passionate don't mean I make sense. Here's something else that I want to say. A lot of times when we deal with relationships today, we deal with relationships from people like myself and others who will say it on a social platform. But when we say it on a social platform, the only thing we can give you is a good general point. And let me be specific about what I'm saying. She could have said, as long as your man is helpful in the things that you may need, that's going to help the relationship. Now, once she starts telling you how you need to operate in your house, that's when it gets sketchy. Because someone telling you how a man's supposed to move in your house based on what you need is really weird because she doesn't live in your house. Because remember, we're not a monolith. Everybody doesn't like the same thing. Another woman wouldn't care if a man washes the dishes. Let's even go a little further. Another woman wouldn't care if a man washed the dishes. Another man wouldn't care if a woman washed. Another woman wouldn't care if a man washed the dishes. Another man wouldn't care to come in and wash no dishes. And then let's take into account how somebody works. If somebody's working 80 hours a week and you want them to come home and you've been home all day, and I'm not talking about postpartum, because you gotta compensate for that, fellas. I'm not talking about your wife being sick. I'm not talking about your wife having multiple kids and being overwhelmed. If you do 80 hours and your wife is tired, you suck it up, buttercup. Y'all both decided to have them kids, and sometimes a woman needs release to free her brain. That part I get. But the part I'm not agreeing to is somebody just jumping right in, doing exactly what you tell them so you can have more free time. Listen, content creators, we edit, we post content, right? But we get good at posting content. Now, being a mom, that's a whole nother ball game. But getting on social media telling every woman that this is the requirement for what you need as a mom is asinine. It's ignorant. Makes no sense whatsoever. The reason why I'm driving this home, because it can hurt you. So let me give you my solution to this. Number one, make sure you and your spouse communicate what you both need in the marriage. Don't just go buy an emotional clip. Use emotional intelligence and have the hard conversation with your spouse. Number two, before you have that hard conversation, make sure you're clear on what you really need. Are you being selfish? Are you being legit? Are you just walking in anger, or are you being legit? Make sure you clearly know what you need, what your love languages are, how you like things to operate in your relationship. Those things need to be taken care of very, very, very well. Number three, and this is very, very important. Don't get on social media and vent and tear down other people's relationships because you don't think it fits what you think they should be doing. You see a lot of that on contents. Like right now, I have no problem with what she wants for her relationship. I do have a problem with her making it seem like everybody needs to operate the same way that she operates in her relationship. First of all, there are a lot of men who would not want to be married to a woman who talks like that, who's just going to be animated and going all off like that. Nobody wants to hear that when they come home from work. You and I both know that. And that's vice versa. No woman wants to come home to a man acting like that, walking in the door talking about why is everything not taken care of? Because that's selfishness. Now, here's a crazy thing. There are some men who might not mind a woman coming in talking like that. I'm not one of them. But there are men who are like that. Why am I saying this to you? We are not a monolith, people. We are not a monolith. And number four, which is very, very important to me, consider your spouse before you make a statement or a decision. Ask yourself, am I giving them what they need to be loved, to be cared for, to be thought of? A lot of times when we get into relationships and things are not going our way, we will find people like this who make these type of clips and we run with it. We listen to their content and we get all emotionally driven, and then we bring that poison, and I consider some of this stuff to be poisonous, home, and it destroys the marriage that I have. Because now I'm taking a clip that's probably a minute long, 2-3 minutes long, and because I'm not getting what I need from my spouse, I am now riding the wave of someone on social media, and then I'm bringing it to my marriage. Don't do that. Get to know your spouse. Spend time considering them, understanding where they come from. I love this quote by Stephen Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. First seek to understand, then to be understood. Understand where your spouse is coming from and why they're frustrated and what they're dealing with. Ask questions. A lot of times marriages are not healthy and relationships are not healthy because we don't ask questions. Hey, why are you upset? Hey, I notice you're being distant. Hey, what are some of the things that I can do to help you and what you're going through right now? How are we doing? Is there anything I can do better? Is there something that I could take the load off? You notice what I did? What I did was I came in first seeking to understand, and then I can turn around and ask to be understood. Hey, this is what I need. These are the things that will make the marriage healthy for me. this, I'd like you to talk to me this way. I would love for you to help me out this way. I would love for you to be present. We're together. And those are the type of things that we don't talk enough about in relationships. What we do is we take sound bites and we let that sound bite be a dictator for how we operate in our marriage. Listen, I would tell you not to even do that with me. Listen, I'm going to always say what I think is helpful. Granted, I've done marriage counseling. And what I mean counseling, because I'm not a counselor, what I'm talking about is I did premarital, right? Where we sit down, couple, and we ask a lot of questions. I never tried to fix them. I spent more time helping them to discover how much they love each other and what could be conflicts or what could be problems down the road if they don't resolve them. I used to tell young couples all the time, hey, after you come and sit with me, why don't you go sit with your therapist? Why don't you go and get individual therapy? Why don't you process and write down the difference between what is baggage and what is luggage? Baggage in your marriage is stuff that you drag around and you blame your spouse for things that they never did, but the other person in the relationship did it, but you see something that looks like it, so now you're mad at your spouse. But if you carry your luggage, that means you only put the equipment in there that you need to have a healthy, thriving, successful marriage. I only want what's best for us on our journey as a traveling. I don't want no baggage. I want my luggage. Luggage is the full equipment we need as a healthy couple so that we can love each other, grow together, and spend the rest of our lives together. But I'm not going to bring the baggage of the old man I was with, or bring the baggage of the old lady I was with, or bring the baggage of the person that I was dating with in the past, that it may mess up the relationship that I have in the future that I'm building right now in the present. If you don't do those things, you will not be successful. We should never, ever try to force somebody to see us, but we should be ourselves and let them decide if they see what they see and want to love it. And when you do that, you have a healthy relationship. And when you do that, you can grow. And when you do that, you can start to see change happen. I am of this walk, right? Of this life that I'm living, that I want whoever I love to be present with me. I didn't say perfect. I didn't say have it all together. I didn't say met every emotional need, because I think that's ridiculous. I didn't say that they had to say everything I wanted to say. I don't want control. I just want you to be present. And to be present means that you have to be focused. And to be focused means that you have to make a conscious effort to see me. And seeing me is not controlling me. Seeing me is loving me for who I am and helping me to get where I need to go. I'm going to say it again. Seeing me is loving me for who I am and helping me where I need to go. Because if you love me for who I am and you love me for where I am, you can help me to where I need to go. Now, I ain't say tolerate no foolishness. I'm just talking about if where I am is a good person and I'm loving you well and I got some blind spots that you can help me with, then be my blind side. Be the person that protects my blind side and helps me to grow. And I acknowledge that you're helping me. And then we grow together. A 3-4 chord is not easily broken. I'm going to always tell people, put God first and then each other second. And if you put all three together, you got a powerful relationship. And that's what people fail at. People like me, because I create content. We create content from a personal perspective that can get too personal, that can blur the lines to help you. I don't know what y'all need, but I know the best thing to do is for you to discover how you can meet each other's needs. All I'm going to do is encourage you to go after loving one another. I'm not going to give you my standards to fix one another. It wouldn't be healthy. Hey, listen, always remember to love, pray, serve, and share. You can do that any and everywhere. Thank you for watching. Have a great day.